This is Wade Rask with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. It's easier to burp lying on your left side than your right because the position at which the esophagus connects to the stomach. Who knew? The Congressional Budget Office said that repealing the law, ACA, with its insurance subsidies and expanded eligibility for Medicaid would increase federal budget deficits by $353 billion in the coming decade, largely because the government would forego big savings in Medicare and would lose revenue from new taxes and fees. Brazilian officials arrested the heads of two Latin American construction giants alleging they helped mastermind a cartel that stole billions of dollars from state-run oil company Petrobras. Russian activists have taken to showing their anger about the poor state of the country's roads by painting mock caricatures of local officials over gaping potholes, transforming them into comically grotesque mouths. London police launched a crackdown on activists previously linked to direct action protests before what was expected to be the largest anti-austerity demonstration of the year. At least three activists arrested on suspicion of offenses at earlier demonstrations have been handed fresh bail conditions forbidding them from attending the protest march. A fourth activist was arrested on suspicion of offenses at an anti-gentrification protest in Brixton in April and released on bail under similar conditions. The number of red light districts in Korea has dropped from 69 in 2002 to 44 in 2013. Sex workers fell from 9,100 to 5,100 in a governmental crackdown. The waiting list at veterans hospitals has increased by 50% for those waiting a month or more compared to last year's problems. The Texas truancy law that sent 100,000 plus students to criminal court annually has been decriminalized starting this coming school year. Wikipedia has experienced 7 straight years of declining editor participation. Less than 15% of the editors are women. CNN has counted 45 times that Hillary Clinton supported the Trans-Pacific Partnership on Trade while Secretary of State. Americans spend an average of 28 minutes per month simply traveling to an ATM to get cash. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.